Well, kia ora everyone. Welcome to St. Paul's Anglican Church with a, I've been told by Ruth I can use the word Baplican. I'm doing a bit of a cross-pollination today with Papanui Baptist Church being represented here. About a month ago we led a service at Papanui Baptist and took over as we have done this morning. And actually, someone in our church said, why didn't we invite St. Paul's to come along to that service? And I was horrified that I hadn't even thought about that. So apologies for that. I straight away got on the phone and had a chat with Tim and Ruth and said, can we do something here? So this is today. So it's going to be a little bit different for you, and I hope you enjoy some of the stories that you'll hear and the work that has been done just a couple of steps away.
That's the mic?
That one there.
That one here? Right. He goes, grab the mic and then turns it back on me. So. I'm Hamish, for those of you who don't know me. I know most of the faces in here. I've certainly at least had a little chat at some stage. Jeremy and I run the centre next door, the youth centre, and I don't want to take up much time. I want the young people to speak and to share, not me. But what I'd like to say is a big thank you for, as I said before, putting up with us and having us on your property. It makes a big difference in the communities of the whole of the Northwest. We are impacting different schools, as you'll find out today. We are in 8 schools. We have teams in 8 schools. We also have, by my count, 120 programs last year running that we either ran directly or other people ran in our centre. So that's a lot of community input. We have a fantastic bunch of prayer people. Some are here. We have 2 boards. Some of those people are here as well who support us. We have an operational board and a property board. And that makes us up, and we're all one big family. We have a number of people from different churches involved in the staff team. We have some who don't go to the church. We currently have 13 employees, which seems like an awful lot, but when you look at the size and the context of what we're doing, that's not a lot. We're really, really grateful for what God is doing, and we're seeing some massive change in the young people that we serve and their families as a direct result of some of the awesome work that these workers are doing. And we're just really grateful for the vote that you guys did about giving us or putting a bit of land aside so that we could actually connect with these new communities that, whether we like it or not, are coming to our area. So when I took this job, one of the things I said is I'm not really interested in buildings, which is a funny thing to say when you're trying to apply to be the manager of a building. But really, that kind of reflects my heart and the heart of the organisation, which is we care about people. We care about community, and we care about families and individual young people. That will remain our focus as we move forward, and we pray every week for this community here at St. Paul's as a prayer team, and in particular that God would bring change. So I'm not going to say anything more. I think that's enough, but thank you very much.
You can just use that mic there, Justin.
Kia ora, everyone. Lovely to be here this morning. Does anyone know where Te Kura o Matarangi Northcote School is? I'm pleased you know Carol. So Carol's one of our amazing reading mileage people. So we're at a small school of around 150 students just in the Redwood area. If you head out Main North Road past the old Mad Butcher and St. Bede's, and you hang your first left down Tucker's Road, we're just tucked in there. So a little bit about our community is we're soon to be replaced system, a decile 3 school, which means we're in an area of high social need, low income earning, and an awful lot of Kāinga Ora or Housing New Zealand housing. I'm also aware that over the next couple of years, we're going to see a huge explosion in the amount of Kāinga Ora housing in the area. So as Jeremy was talking before about that need growing in the community, we're already seeing that being forecast as something we're going to need to be aware of in our kura. We have amazing kids. They are the best kids I've ever had the opportunity to teach. But unfortunately, a lot of them see or have been exposed to things that children of that age shouldn't have to deal with, such as, you know, violence in the home, no food in the home, not being able to have clothing, not being able to get to school. So there are an awful lot of barriers in place. And traditionally, a lot of the support services, such as Loop, have worked mainly with high schools. But what we were seeing is there are more and more children who are disengaging from education well before they get to high school. So we've got children by the age of year six whose attendance has dropped off, who have negative self-image about themselves as learners or as people, and basically don't see themselves as being ever able to be successful. So in desperation, I contacted someone that we work with at Papanui Baptist and put me onto Hamish in Jeremy, and that would have been 3 years ago now. So in the past 3 years, our association with Loop has been working with some boys and girls groups around giving them those social skills and that self-belief to be able to be successful. It's great having, you know, hip young role models come in. For some reason, the children listen to them a lot more than people like myself. And this year, we've been able to extend it into actually doing some one-to-one mentoring with certain children that we see having the greatest need. These are all services. I had a teacher say to me recently that she feels that we're becoming social workers first and then teachers second, as that social need continues to increase. And sometimes it feels like a case of, if we don't take that on board as a kura or as a school, then where is it going to come from? So we really appreciate having support from the PYDT team who come into school, who work with their kids, and it's really reassuring to know that once they leave our kura, and most of them will move on to Casebrook and then on to Papanui High, so they are staying within our community, that we have that link. So we know that those kids aren't going to get forgotten, that there's going to be someone there for them to continue to support them as they move through their schooling, and that we can do our best to ensure that those kids are successful and then become successful as they move through and then become successful adults when they leave the education system. So from my point of view, the support that Jeremy and his team provide for us is essential. And without it, we would be really struggling to be able to actually support some of our kids. So thank you, everyone in the team, for everything you do.
Kia ora. Thanks, Justin. Awesome. Thank you. Yes. Greta, can I invite you up to... she's just found out about this yesterday, so I really appreciate you coming in.
That's all right.
Dragged by your daughter, probably.
I was going to take some notes and stuff, but you just get the bumbling me instead.
Yeah, perfect.
So so Charlotte has been involved with Loop since probably end of year nine. She was a bit early to be when you guys were in intermediates and things. She went through Breen's, had her finger in every pie there, getting stuck into stuff. And it was getting her through... she's a good kid. I've got no problems with her at all, and she would have been fine, but it gave her... Going to Loop gave her a bit of a sense of belonging, and it was somewhere to go, and... Because where else do teenagers go to hang out with their mates and things like that? And then as she's hung around and haven't been able to get rid of her, her roles have evolved. You know, she's done lighting with band nights and bits and pieces, and she's ended up on other committees and things like that. So that's sort of evolved as she's evolved. So that's been amazing. It's just been so good as a parent to know that there's that safe word again.
Yeah.
That there's somewhere for her with some mates, and she's been able to bring other mates along, and she's met up with all sorts of people she wouldn't have normally met up with, perhaps, or she's stuck with just one group of friends. So that's been awesome. I'm not sure if there's anything else I need to say about it. Yep, I've kept her on the straight and narrow, bless them. I'm a Senko at Cotswold, that's Special Education Needs Coordinator. It sounds very impressive, but it's probably not that impressive. So I'm generally responsible for our high needs students, but it's as Mr. Perriam's nicked all my lines that I was going to come up with. We've got a lot of children disengaging from learning, and you can't teach the children if you haven't dealt with the child first. So so that's really hard. We're at a slightly different end to Justin because he's decile 3, did you say? Mm. We're decile 8, but we still see possibly not the same poverty and all that sort of thing that you guys will have of kids coming in, but still kids coming in with anxieties and a lot going on at home that we at Cotswold and Northwest Christchurch haven't been used to. So we're struggling to deal with some of those children and work out how we can best help those. It's the looking after the child, and you know, we just can't get them on board with our teaching. And another line that Justin nicked of mine that I thought about yesterday was the need for teachers to be social workers before they're teachers. So we're doing a lot of, so my job is now stretching out to a lot of pastoral care and looking after the well-being of the children, because the teachers just cannot do absolutely everything. They're amazing, but they just, you know, can't be there for everybody. So we've had meetings with Jeremy and Hamish, and they have come up with all these amazing programs for us to choose from. And my absolute ultimate would be have them in, you know, permanently, because these guys link with the children and do the bit that the teachers can't always do. And we've seen students of ours go on to, they generally go Casebrook and Breens, and we know that the link with Luke there, and we've seen some kids that could have gone either way and have been tucked into the Luke circle and been gathered up and then moved on to Papa Nui. And it's been great to have that ongoing, and we'd like to start it, because the raw material, if you like, that we're getting is not what we've always got, and we need some help with that. we need a bit more community with that, because that's what seems to be missing a bit. So I think that's all I need to
say.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. That's awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing. You're hearing the real need of what's going on, and hopefully the heart behind why we do what we do. Cool. We're just going to see another clip, and then this is Billy. She's.
I am involved in a wide range of events. These events can include Beat One, band nights, and after school hangouts, and anything else that I might want to sign up for. At after school hangouts, I help to keep things happy and like smooth and stuff like that. At band nights, I can be involved with emceeing / calling people up to the stage and like also trying to like maintain a positive atmosphere for that. And for Beat One, I'm still learning, so I've still got a long way to go, but hopefully in the future I'll be able to help out on the more technical side of band nights. I have also been involved with Children's Day. Filming Turanga, filming around Turanga for the tour thing. The relationships that I have with the youth workers are incredibly positive, respectful, and trustworthy. They're like a second family to me, and I know that I can completely trust them with everything, and they will always value my safety and my opinion and stuff like that. Overall, Loop is a really amazing place to come hang out, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. I know I personally haven't been to anything Dusk Till Dawn or Car Rally. However, I do plan on going. But I think that there should be more availability for young people to do things like that more often instead of yearly, because I reckon that would actually bring people together, make friendships, form bonds and stuff like that.
Hi, my name is Ari, and my favourite thing about boys group is coming and seeing my friends and just doing stuff with each other. And something that I've learned is to work as a team together, and it's not just about me.
My name's Hamish, and my favourite thing about boys group is all the fun things we do, and I've learnt that other people have emotions.